we are back for hour two of the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. And in this hour, I bring you my guest. And my guest today is reverse speech practitioner from Canada. I believe she's residing now. Yes, British Columbia, if I remember correctly. And Senzeni Steingruber. And we've had Senzeni on a couple times before, but it's been quite some time. So I thought we should bring her back. Senzeni, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. Good to have you on the show.
Wonderful. Thank you for inviting me, David. Yes, I live in Canada now. So I used to live in Madrid, Spain, but I've since moved to Canada. So I'm living in beautiful British Columbia. Uh-huh. And actually today it's quite windy, but otherwise all is well.
Good. And what is going on in your life? Tell me what's happened to you.
Well, David, I just, like I wrote to you just very briefly, I about over an hour ago, actually, I stepped away from the computer and it started an update on me, which is the longest update. I'm not sure, but I guess the latest Windows 10 update is quite a long one. So
took me a couple of hours, I think, to do that latest update.
Oh, really? Oh, no. Because I'm on an alternate computer, but none of my reversals are on this computer.
Oh, dear. Oh, right. And the other computer's still updating.
And it's still updating. I'm really hoping that hopefully, maybe after the break, it will be back and I'll be able to share some reversals.
Okay, that's all right. So tell me what are you doing with your reverse speech practice nowadays? What are you doing? What's the latest?
Well, let me tell you. It's been so exciting and interesting. Being a reverse speech practitioner is always just a pleasure to work with so many people. And, it's always a bit shocking for them, of course, to know that, you know, we find out some of the most deepest, most intimate secrets, in their lives, even though they're not talking about it necessarily openly. But I'm taking regular clients as per usual, and my website, is still online. It's senzeni.com. And, basically I want to tell a little story about something that happened, last week that I thought it was quite interesting. I went and I visited, a group of people, and I was speaking with a lady. Now, she was very interested in reverse speech. And so I was telling her a little bit about how it worked and, that basically through reversals, you're able to access information that's in your unconscious that you might not be conscious of and gives you plenty of answers. I told her the two main things about reverse speech that you need to know is that number one, it always tells the truth. And number two, it always has all the answers, right?
That's true. Yes, it does. Yes.
So it was really interesting because I was speaking with her and her husband. And at one point she, you know, graciously got up and left the room and she came back about 10 minutes later. And, you know, based on our conversation, what she had done in the meantime is she had gone and visited your website, and she had even she had even downloaded the app on her iPhone.
Oh, okay, right.
And she had recorded something for about 20 seconds.
Okay.
So she came back to me. She sat down, you know, next to me, and casually, showed me. She was very proud, you know, she had like downloaded all this stuff and had already made a recording. And, you know, this was quite, you know, a bit surprising for me because I thought, oh, she just, you know, she just heard about everything. And now, you know, she's already made a recording of herself, which I think that says a lot, David, in terms of.
Yeah, nice to see our app being used, isn't it?
Exactly. Wow. About how easy access, right, it is for people to be able to play with the app and get their own reversals like right away. Uh-huh. So of course it was a bit different for me because I'd never used the app before. And I she said to me, so she turned to me and she said, okay, you know, I recorded myself. But when she recorded herself, there was all this background noise, everything. That's totally fine. And she said, can you listen to this and tell me if you hear any reversals? right on the spot, you know, no problem. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll do this. And I was thinking, well, you know, this is because she's playful. She'd like to have fun. She wants to, you know, find out some immediate reversals or whatever. And so I shared with her a couple of the words that she was saying. And I said, you know, it has to do with your meadow and, you know, your daily life and decisions you're making in your daily life. But it was just like, literally, it was only like a 20-second recording. And she was really like grilling me, you know, quizzing me, like exactly, like, what exactly are you hearing? What does it mean? What does it mean? And I turned to her and I said, can you share with me, like, what, is there something else that you're wanting to know specifically? Like, is there, you know, something that you're wanting to get from this, you know, these reversals that you've just recorded in these 20 seconds? And she said, yes, actually. She says, you know, my husband and I, we're planning to move back to India, but we don't know if we should do it or not. And so I need for you to tell me whether or not I should move back to India or not. So now the thing is like, you know, I have to say, you know, reverse speech is a very powerful modality. All right. And yes, those answers are in an audio session of reverse speech. Like, that is not a problem. Like, that answer to that question would come through in an audio session, yeah, right? An audio recording session. Well, however, in a 20 seconds. In a 20-second, you know, quick recording that she made of herself, like, no one was asking her anything. She just kind of said something like that. I tried to explain to her, you know, there's like some subtlety, right, between, you know, the practitioner asking certain questions, getting certain answers, and being able to extract certain reversals, and just randomly talking about something, and not being prompted, so that even in the unconscious mind, it's not necessarily answering that question, because we need to know actually what the reversals are answering in terms of the question being asked, right? So, yeah, she was a bit disappointed, but I wanted to bring up this story because I thought it was actually quite fascinating, that, you know, based on a 20-second reversal, someone might think that they could make like a major life decision based on that. And also just to kind of point out that some of the subtleties of the recording process, including asking specific questions and having like answers that are actually specific to the question, are really, really important when you're doing the reversal analysis.
Right. Absolutely. Yes.
Have you ever had, David, someone ask you like to do like a quick reversal on the spot or something like that?
Oh, yeah, many times. Yeah, look, you need a lot more than 20 seconds to get your answer. You need a 30-minute tape to get it all.
I
used to do quick reversals at lectures, but I stopped doing it many years ago. I had a couple of bad experiences, so I don't do that anymore now.
Oh, okay. Yes, people actually, you know, in some cases, you can over-exaggerate, you know, what you're going to get in a short reversal. And then most people actually, with the proper audio session, they under-exaggerate. They're actually surprised at what comes through, you know, in the reversals when they're speaking at length about various topics and being prompted inside the reverse speech process. So, yeah. So that, I just thought that was a really interesting, you know, a really interesting story because I she was very gung-ho. So we'll see. We'll see if she signs up for a full round of session work.
We will certainly find out. Yeah, okay. All right. So now, listen, your reversals haven't materialized yet, have they? Now, I have reversals from you from your homework that we marked. And we could play.
There's actually a couple in there that that was for the recertification process, correct?
That's right, yeah. And, where did I save it?
Well, actually, I'd like to, if you have one of them available, it's the one about bug eater. I can kind of introduce that one a tiny bit.
It's not where I thought I saved it.
It's in a link, if you want to check in a link.
Yeah, I don't know where I saved it. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey. Okay.
We're having bad luck tonight with your reversals. I don't know where they are.
Oh, my goodness. We're both on both ends. We're both flat, you know, stumped. But actually, like, I am actually hoping that this update is going to finish very soon. I'm looking at it, and it is in the middle of everything. But it's very exasperating when technology doesn't pan out. But I did actually want to, the reversals that I sent for to you for the our submission for the recertification process, David, I did actually want to talk a little bit about that client in particular.
Okay.
Because it was actually...
You start talking and I'll keep looking.
Okay, you keep looking. Look for a link. If you look for a link, you'll get a link, and it'll connect you right to where everything is at.
Right.
So if I can just talk a little bit about this client, and I think that what is really important about this client, and this is, like, I think more directed perhaps to people who have been in your masterclass, David,
uh-huh.
or people who are like the lady I described in my first story, who just, you know, are right on the ball, like downloading the app and ready to rock and roll and start doing reversals right away on her own, right, to practice. I want to talk a little bit about this client because I haven't had a client like this for quite some time. And let me put that into context because usually clients that come to me have a very specific goal they have in mind. Either it's like, for example, I had a client who said that he needed to fly to Argentina to get an urgent surgery done. And but the surgery and the specialist, the only person in the world who could do the surgery on him, etc., you know, was very expensive, as was the cost of flights to Argentina, etc. And so he contacted me saying that he would like to do reverse speech because he felt that it would be cheaper than having this operation in Argentina.
Oh.
And so this is the kind of, you know, clients I have that are, like, really, you know, they're focused. They know what the goal is. They know what they want from the process. And there's, like, some specific things that they want, either it be like financial freedom or like resolving a health issue or what have you. And the thing about this client was that she is a health junkie, which
uh-huh.
means that if there's a new modality or some kind of modality out there, she wants to get on board and be able to say, been there, done that. Okay. But actually, the main thing that was really interesting here is that in this particular case, there was so much going on for her that she couldn't actually ascribe any of the modalities to how she was progressing or changing, transforming or improving in terms of her health. So what became really difficult was to actually pinpoint kind of like connect the dots and make relationships between the reverse speech process and her improvements in her health, for example, or she didn't even have like specific goals when she started the reverse speech process. And now the thing is,
by the way,
sorry,
I found your reversals, by the way.
Okay, great. So the one about the bug eater, it says, what is the first word? It must be something like
I've had a bug eater.
I've had a bug eater. Yes. So if you wouldn't mind playing that in just a moment, I'm just going to kind of give a context around this. Basically, the thing about this particular reversal of hers is that basically there wasn't a single reversal that she said could say that she didn't know already. So basically any reversal that I played for her, she said she already had that information. She already knew that information. All right. Now, this is a kind of denial in a way. Like we have, you know, certain clients that completely deny their reversals. Like I had one lady who said that, you know, none of the reversals that we were listening to were actually hers. You know, she said that the reversals were reflecting the land that she was living on. It wasn't her that was actually speaking. Okay. So I've had like someone who said they're in complete denial, who said basically these are not my reversals. But then there's the other extreme that is also kind of like concerning, because it's like, well, there's no reversal that you can present to me that I don't already know in my conscious mind. All right. Now this is one of these reversals.
Okay.
Right. And so basically what she's saying is, you know, she already knew this information. So if we could just listen to that, and then I'll explain it a little bit more.
All right. So here's the forwards.
Actually, my stomach's pretty good, but I've had just a really bad stomach my whole life.
And I've had a bug eater.
I've had a bug eater.
Ha!
I've had a bug eater.
Certainly there.
I've had a bug eater.
Yep, certainly there. Yep.
And so when she heard that reversal, she literally said, yes, when I went to a cenote in Mexico or wherever, she said, I dove into the water and I know that I got parasites. And basically all my life, I know that I've had parasites. Because the reversal, I didn't include the first word of that reversal, but it says dive. I have a bug eater. So the thing is that for her, in terms of diving, you know, she could relate it to when she's in the water and she got the parasite from the water. But the question that I would have someone like this is, if you know you have a parasite ever since you were a little girl, then why didn't you do anything about it?
Indeed. Yes. Very valid question. Yes.
Right. And so the thing is, we did begin work on the parasite, and, you know, there was a huge, huge impact on her health, because, you know, when you're getting rid of a parasite, it's quite a process for your body, especially if you've had it for over 40 or 50 years. So the thing is, you know, it's kind of interesting, because on the one hand, you know, clients hear the reversals, and they're like, yeah, I know that. But it's like, well, then if you know that, then what are you doing? Like, right? So we actually had to look at, like, what was the issue? What was the issue around the parasite? Not just the fact that she still has this parasite since she was a little girl, but also, like, why is she not wanting to extract it? Is there some relationship with this parasite that she's developed or whatever, you know, like that?
Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, we had to kind of dig deeper and go deeper, and we were able to look at that and, you know, sort of begin working on it for real. But another reversal, and I think you might also have this, the other reversal, it talks about her will, David. It's a two word reversal. I don't know if you have it there.
Well, I got two words, war names, mum, mayor, add the law. No, that's three words. No. Do you know what it says?
Did you have dead will?
Dead will. No, I do not. No.
Okay, all right. That maybe was another one. But basically, you know, that's what it turned out. It turned out that, you know, we had another reversal and her will was dead. So, David, the reversal after that one, can you tell me what it is in the list?
After I've had a bug eater, swear the hell on animal?
Yes, Okay, so I'd like to introduce that one a little bit before you play that one.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep, okay.
And basically, the issue around here is, and she says it in the foreword, so listen very carefully to the foreword, all right? She has allergies to animal products.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. And if you listen very carefully to the foreword, you will hear this. However, can you repeat again what the reversal is exactly, David?
Swear the hell on animals.
Exactly. Now, the reversal is swear the hell on animal. Okay. And she has an allergy to animal products.
Oh, does she indeed? Oh, wow.
Okay. So the thing is, right? I mean, she's complaining to me about her allergies and how her, you know, like she can't, she loves goat's milk and yogurt and whatever, okay? But she's complaining that she loves it, but she can't have it because she has allergies to everything. All right? Wow. Now, the thing about this one, right, is, you know, she kind of said, well, Of course. And I'm like, well, what are you doing swearing the hell on animal? You know, like, I mean, is there any, there's no mystery as to why you're allergic to animal products if you're doing that. Does that make sense to you, David?
Right. Absolutely does. Yep. Do you want me to play the reversal?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just making sure we're going to be at the top of our break any second. I'll see if we'll squeeze it in.
I mean, I know. Okay. Serious milk allergy.
Okay, swear the hell on animal.
Swear the hell on animal.
Oh, yeah.
Swear the hell on animal.
Absolutely.
Swear the hell on animal.
All right, just hold that thought. We'll come back to it. We have to go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com, and sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
Okay, we are back for our final segment of this week's DJO show. It goes very quickly. My guest for the second hour is Senzeni Steingruber, and we just played her reversal, Swear the Hell on Animal. So over to you, Senzeni.
Right. So it's just really, just to kind of wrap up that aspect, it's just so interesting when, the reversals are so indicative. In this case, you know, the first one about the, you know, where she got the parasite from and, you know, that she has a parasite when she's talking about her stomach not, you know, being well ever since she was a little girl. And then the second one, again, basically just telling us exactly what's going on. And so it's just so revealing, especially when, you know, you look at the forwards and the reversal is really just speaking to what is happening in the forwards, either like in a cause and effect way or in a diagnostic way.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's absolutely, yeah, it's fascinating. And one of the things I'd like to also mention is that, David, I don't know if you've had this this experience, but sometimes people talk about experiences that they've had, not necessarily in this lifetime, but they actually talk about, and this is like a theory on my part, okay, that they talk about past lives because they talk about things that actually they've never done in this lifetime per se. Mm-hmm. But that they might have been, that they might have done in another existence. Have you ever had something like that?
Oh, look, it's just so hard to tell whether it's this life or another life. How do you know? I've had nothing convincing. There we go.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I've had stuff that you could infer means that, but I've had nothing that has hit me between the eyes saying, wow.
Okay. So, and can I just ask, like, for you in that aspect, you know, in terms of anything that is not necessarily in this earthly plane of this lifetime of the person, have you ever come across anything like that? Anything that has indicated something that, for example, the person says, oh, that's never happened in my life, in this life?
No, look, I can't say I have, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Okay. No, I'm just interested because this is something that I'm very interested in. There's been a few instances where there were some very specific reversals, and unfortunately, I'm not able to share them right now. But perhaps if you would like, we can go through some of the other of these reversals yeah. that you actually have so that we can discuss them.
So your computer's still doing its update.
Oh, it's like amazing. I can't even believe it. I'm so sorry, David.
I've had computers do that before an important client. It's like, what are you doing to me? Don't do this.
Yeah. I mean, I literally got up to go, take a quick break. And when I came back, it was updating. And this is just not ideal at all, especially since it's such a long one. So
it's really
I'm not sure exactly what was set up. But
however, we have all these other reversals for you. So what are we going to play?
Okay. Would you mind, after those two, would you mind just mentioning a few of the other ones? Because some of them are not very revealing per se. It's more for the client. But in other cases, maybe, you know, there might be another one
good
that might
be. Kiss, fit, it, sit, yawning. What else? On devil be, low cost bombs.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one that uses a number, 40190.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that.
Now, before you play that one, David, this one is hilarious, okay? Because it says earth, O and order, instead of law and order. You know that show Law and Order? Have you ever seen that or heard that?
Yeah, of course I have, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so when I heard this reversal, I had to burst out into, like, I just burst out laughing because O and Order sounds to me like law and order. But instead of law, it's about debt. It's about owing. Okay?
Interesting, yeah.
All right, and the second part, it says 9021 oath?
4019.
Okay. 4019. And that reminded me of 90210, like Beverly Hills 90210, which is also this other series like ages ago with these teenagers in Beverly Hills or whatever. And actually I looked up 4019 oath and it's an oath that's taken in New York. With witness protection or something like this. And I'm not sure if it's related per se, but it's a very clear reversal with a very specific content. And yet, you know, I actually can't really tell you for sure exactly what it is about. It is about an oath. The oath number is 4019. And it's about debt and owing. On the earth, like in terms of all of us and what we owe, like in terms of debt. This is what I understand from this reversal. But maybe we can listen to it and you can also share your thoughts, what you're hearing.
Sure. Okay. So here's the forwards.
You know what's going on in the world? I don't know. There's not much small talk.
Okay. Earth, O and order, 4019 oath.
Earth, O and order, 4019 oath.
Wow.
Earth, O and order, 4019 oath.
That's right.
Earth, O and order. 4019.
That 4019 is quite clear, isn't it?
Isn't it amazing?
I wonder what 4019 oath is. Is it a tax code or a government regulation or something? I don't know.
Right. Well, like I said, I could only find so far in New York, it's an oath that's taken by judges. Or the legal people in the court of law for witness protection is a 4019 oath. This is what I found, but that's the only reference I could find.
Oh, that must be it. Wow.
But what's interesting about that one is that in the foreword, she's talking about the earth, right? And what's going on and that there's not much small talk, etc. Right? So it really is talking about like what's going on right today, like these days, like now. So when she says oh in order, it just makes me think of law and order, and 4019 makes me think of 90210. But I know that 4019 definitely has nothing to do with the sitcom.
No, not at all. It must be a statute or something like that, a regulation number or something. I don't know.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, this is the thing, to actually find out, like, information about that would be great. So, that is actually one of the things I will keep in mind. And if I ever come across a specific number like that again, I'll definitely, see if I can find it. Even I looked only in the States and Canada, but it might be something like, for example, in the universal laws or at the UN or something like that. I only looked locally for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to Google it or search more. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Definitely. And actually, one thing that I'd like to mention about Googling reversals, because I do this all the time, is that I have what's called a VPN. And the VPN, what's really interesting is you can log in as though you're in Australia, for example, or you can get on the internet as though you're in the States, or you can get on the internet as though you're in somewhere in Europe. You can actually, or anywhere, Hawaii, like, you can actually choose all the different places in the world from which to enter into the internet. And one of the things that's really interesting is when I choose different locations, obviously, when I'm looking and searching for various reversals, I get different information. So that is why I said, like, in my case, I looked up from the U.S. what 4019 oath meant from the U.S. But if I did it from another country, something else might come up. Or say if I looked at it from, like, something like if I looked at the UN or some kind of world governing body, it would be completely different. So that's something also to keep in mind when you're Googling reversal.
Okay. Yep. All right. What else do you want to play?
I don't have the list there. So is there anything else that is kind of stands out there for you, David?
Let's have a look. Swear the hell on animal. What's that one all about?
Yeah, we just listened to that one before.
Oh, gee. Nothing on me, is it?
Yeah, she has a milk allergy, and it's because she's
that's right. I boss that one order. What's that about?
Sorry, which one?
I boss that the one order.
Oh, yes. You can play that one.
Okay. All right. So here's...
If I had to say, David, this is one of the ones that I would say is not in her lifetime, is from a past life. This is, like, why I was asking you what you thought about that whole concept. And the reason I'm just going to explain quickly why and give a context to that reversal is that she actually, this client, she works on her own. She's her own boss. All right. So there's no one bossing her around. She's also recently moved. She's made a major move to live on her own in nature, etc. And so really she doesn't have any kind of attachments, responsibility. There's no one dependent on her for anything, including not at work. So, there's no boss in her life other than her at this time. And so the thing about this reversal is when we think of a boss, usually you think of a boss at work, or maybe if you're married, or, who's the boss, right? But really there's no boss in her life except for her. Okay. So this is why when I came across this particular reversal, I was thinking that this might refer to something that is not maybe in her present reality. And this is, yeah. So we can go ahead and listen to that.
Yep. All right. So here we go.
But anyway, I don't know what that's all about.
I boss that the one order.
I boss that the one right out.
Oh, yeah.
I boss that the one right out. I boss that the one right out.
Yeah, well, I see. Yeah. Well, I mean, what does that mean?
Exactly, right? And so the thing is that this is a case, right? It's like literally a case where there's no one ordering her around in, like, right now, or, there hasn't been. It's not like she's had a divorce or something like that either. She's a very independent person. And so, yeah, this would be something to explore further in terms of finding out, exactly where that reversal is coming from. And this sometimes happens, David. Like, there are sometimes reversals that people don't necessarily resonate with. You know, they're clear. They come out very clearly. And, you know, she's saying in the foreword, I don't know what that's about. But actually, she does know on an unconscious level that it's about, you know, she's doing what the boss is ordering, right? So she does actually know what it is about. But really, the context isn't necessarily there in her present life right now.
So
that's the issue. So, you know, that would obviously be something that we would explore further. I would ask her, you know, I'm still working with this client. And so this would be something that, you know, we would go into and actually find out, you know, where that was generated, because it's not something that would be resonating in like right now for her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we need more information. I mean, that's a whole lifetime study in and of itself is, this reverse speech reveal information about reincarnation. Wow.
Right. Yeah. Now, one of the other things, David, and this is as an aside, I wanted to mention something that I've been undertaking on my own. And I know I'm going to actually be very specific about the information I give to about this, because I know, you know, I'm also a trainer in reverse speech. Uh-huh. And it's actually indicated that we do not do this. All right. We do not do this. But I've recently, you know, done some reversals on myself. Have you ever done reversals on yourself?
Oh, yeah, of course I have. Everyone has.
Okay. All right. And so the thing is, you know, I've actually found it, you know, amazing for me to be able to, you know, get the information and glean the information that I need for whatever. And it's really been interesting, because I actually didn't do a lot of that in the past, and I am doing that a little bit more now. Is this something that you would, like, if you do it, is this something that you all also recommend that people do, like, even students?
Do what? Their own reversals?
Mm-hmm. Reversals on themselves.
Well, no, I don't recommend it for the first few months. Once you've got the first 3 or 4 months, yes. But sure, no, not for the first few months.
Okay. And what is the, after that, if you do, for example, reversals on family and friends, close friends, what can you just explain a little bit? Sorry, this is a question I have. Why... it's not recommended to do reversals with people that are close to you. Is it because of the relationship that might get rocky, because they take it personally or something like that?
Yeah, the relationships can get damaged. You know, information can come out that they might find embarrassing, you know. When you try to explain complicated metaphors, I've literally seen people's face contort as they try to process it all, and then they can go into reaction, and it's just not worth the risk, you know.
Okay, because they're close to you, either through family or by being a friend. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, look, I still do it, obviously. Everyone does it. We say don't do it, but everyone does it, but the warning's there.
Right. Well, I actually think, like, again, I'm going to stress, this is like the most important thing, I think, like, in terms of being a client inside of the reverse speech process, or even, you know, embarking on your, you know, your own experiments with inside of the reverse speech technology, is the will. You know, the will is the most important thing. And if there's a will, there's a way. And obviously, you know, another thing is also not taking things personally, right?
Right.
Because as soon as you take things personally, that's when everything goes, like, somewhere that is not intended. And, you know, oftentimes people really can't help themselves when they're in that situation. But, you know, that's also a skill to be learned, and it can be something that can be learned inside of the reverse speech process itself.
Right. What? Sorry? Say the last question again.
Well, it's something that can be learned inside the reverse speech process itself. Like, actually, when I start with clients, I have them you know, there's a couple of rules that we both agree to. And one of them is not to take things personally, not to, you know, that this is about the healing process. Yeah. This is about a larger issue.
Trouble is, intellectually, it's easy to make that decision, but when the reversals actually tug at your heartstrings, it's different things can happen.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah, definitely.
There's not necessarily any control over that, unfortunately.
That's right. That's right. I mean, all you can do is, you know, do your best with presenting the reversals in an objective viewpoint, and you know, the rest is actually all it's necessary. I actually had one client who she came back a couple of years later, and there was this one word she could never hear in the first round. And when she came back for the second round, halfway through the second round, she was able to hear that same word. And as soon as she was able to hear it, we could start working on it.
Oh, that's interesting. Huh. Well, I know people do sometimes block out to reversals. I mean, I've had reversals that are, you know, clear as forward, and clients say, I can't hear that. I go, what? You can't hear that? It's as clear as day.
Right. Actually, sometimes I also take down what they're hearing. So if they can't hear what I'm hearing, I actually take down what they're hearing so that I know you know, what what they're hearing in place of what I'm hearing. Because it can also be revealing sometimes.
Very much so, to say the least, yes.
Yes. But generally speaking, it's not a replacement of a word per se. It's the fact that the word, they're not able to distinguish the actual word in a larger context. And it's, you know, they hear all the rest of the reversals perfectly fine. But this one word, they just are not able to get at that word. And then in the second round, like I said, this person suddenly was able to hear this word, like, and it was amazing. We were able to dive right in and start working on that. So I actually think it's some kind of a denial mechanism that is linked to the ear.
A denial mechanism that's linked to the ear? Explain that.
Yes, because, you know, when the person was ready to work on that aspect in their lives is when they began to hear it in the reversals. Before that time, they couldn't hear it.
Interesting. Wow. Okay. And you come across this often?
Yes. It's happened at least 3 times.
Wow.
In one case, it was quite extreme because I had like a 3 reversals with this word, and it was so obvious. I mean, it was like slow and clear and clearly enunciated, and it was just impossible to miss it. And every time, you know, I asked, what are you hearing in place of that word? And the person literally said, I can't make it out. I know there's something there, but I can't make it out.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Yes. And so literally in the second round, you know, the client finally heard the word. And at that point, we were able to work on that exact issue inside of the reverse speech process. But it wasn't until she could hear it that we could actually approach that, because it was a... like some kind of a denial mechanism. I don't really know how to describe it.
No, I understand what you're saying. And looking back on it, I think I have seen instances like that, but never really taken much note of it before. Huh, interesting. Okay. Since anywhere, got a couple minutes left, want to get out some contact information, tell us your website, all that type of stuff?
Yes. Yes, David. Just like the last time I was on the radio show, it's nothing really has changed. I still have a same website, and I'm at www.senzeni.com. And that's spelled, that's spelled S as in Sam, E-N-Z or Z as in zebra, E-N-I So feel free to, you know, go by my website and check it out. And yeah, you're welcome to, you know, contribute. I'm also basically, yeah, anything that you know, you can feel free to contact me via email through the website, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah. And there we go, right at the end. So, Zanny, thanks for joining us. We'll have you on again, okay?
Thank you so much, David, for having me. Take care.
No worries. And everyone else, I'll see you next week. Bye-bye, all. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide.
At www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail, a preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. go to survivetothrive.net and click on the Inner Health banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that Enner Health offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 6/8/2018. It is Friday night. It is a live show. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I was not on last night. I am at a remote locale, different locale than I would normally be, and somewhere along the line, I lost my computer stuff and earphones, all the good things, the chargers for the telephones, all of it. So, consequently, I was unable to do the show last night, but tonight I have...